There we go, John.
Hello there, Ali. How are you?
I'm good. I'm back
Back
at my post now.
at your post. Good for
It
you.
is.
That's
I
great.
know. I'm a little tired today.
Why?
I don't know. I couldn't sleep last night. I just was up. I don't know. I was like 2:30. I'm like, Marilee, okay, just that's enough. I don't know. And now I'm tired today.
Well, good. Then let's talk about the movie.
Okay. The Family Stone.
Yeah.
It's about time you see it. How old is that movie?
2005.
Oh, geez. Wow.
Long time
Almost
ago.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such a classic, though. Okay, so what did you think? Tell me.
Well, I thank you for recommending it, number one. I wasn't sure what I was going to get in for. And when I first opened it up, I thought it was going to be, jingle bells and very soupy, soppy, kind of thing. Well, I cried a lot. There's no doubt about that. But it's a terrific movie. Just one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. It got my attention in the entire spectrum. I mean, I just laughed, I cried. I just, God, I couldn't believe it. And
Everybody's so great.
the relationships between the people are, just and the actors and actresses. I mean, Diane Keaton and Claire Danes and Jessica, Sarah Jessica Parker and so forth and so on. I mean, my God,
Fall in love with all of them.
I think the probably the toughest scene for me, for sure, was when Diane Keaton, the mother, and Kelly, the father, Craig Nelson, are in bed after he comes home from whatever chase he was on, and she pulls her shirt down to expose her scar, and then they embrace. I mean, I just couldn't.
Ugh.
I just couldn't get through that one. I just
Me
fell into a
either.
complete pool of tears.
Aw,
That was the greatest.
yeah.
I mean, that was the best manifestation of a love story I've ever seen in those two. Just it was just timing and everything, but damn, it was just wow, big deal.
It was just the epitome of a loving family. And just life,
Yeah.
just life. The dynamic between everybody, and I mean, they just included so much, from the brothers, with Jessica Parker, and then with her character, you're just like, oh my gosh! But then you end up falling in love with
Yeah, she got it got okay, I mean she was I mean Everett, her suitor, at least on the way in, that was played by Dermot, was it
Mulroney.
Mulroney? Yeah, okay. He just didn't see, he didn't impress me at all, frankly. I mean, he was like,
Really?
no, I didn't, not a bit. He was just an unfortunate soul who couldn't grab himself. And Luke, Berkeley,
Yes.
Ben Stone, I just fell in love with him immediately. He was a little pushy because he fell in love with his brother's girlfriend right away. But oh, that was a little dicey. But you know what? I really liked him. I just liked him. I liked his style. He was just a little bit off, just a little rough, Everett was way too stiff. Ben was a
But they're
mess. Perfect.
but I think every character was written almost like by order of child, what their personalities were.
Well, sure. Okay, so it'd be that Everett then would be the oldest, right?
Right,
Yeah,
right.
sure. And then Luke would come along, and then we've got Tyrone or Thad, actually, in this case, who unfortunately came in as the, by the way. To watch Diane Keaton sign was really brilliant.
Oh, God,
I mean, she
I could
must.
cry just thinking about it right now. Yeah,
Wow.
when she came to his rescue at the dinner table. Oh,
Yeah.
God.
That the dinner scene, when poor Sarah Jessica Parker went, just couldn't kept digging herself deeper and deeper.
Oh my gosh,
And
yeah.
yeah, and
Yep.
wow, it was so good. So good. I don't know. I
Excellent
mean, it
movie.
got a lot of awards, I guess, but did anybody get an Academy Award or just get a bunch of technical awards? I don't even know. Do you know?
I don't know. I have no
I
idea.
don't even care. It was just great. Great movie.
Right.
I'm gonna buy it. I'm
It
gonna
just
get it. I'm gonna bring it in. I'm gonna play it every year.
yeah.
Be
That's
my Christmas movie. Yep.
right. You just fall in love with everybody, you know, just and Claire Danes, like when you when she puts the ring on and then just say, oh my God, the feelings, the emotions that you have to cover up, you know, like I can't fall in love with my sister's fiance, you know, type of thing.
Did you ever see her in that spook movie that she was in, the detective movie about she was a psychotic crazy detective? Oh my God, she was good. Wow.
I'm not a big movie buff at all. Like I never think about putting the TV on, ever.
Well, you picked a good one here.
Yeah, right. Well, it's 20 years old.
Yeah. Did you see it when it first came out? Has this been a long, it's been a
Oh
long
yeah.
time for you.
Oh
So
yeah.
I see it 20 years later. But wow.
Right.
Are these all these guys still alive? I guess they were. They weren't that old then. Still alive.
I believe all of them are still around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent work. Oh, I
Well,
should be proud of in that film.
The Family Stone. Good movie.
Right.
20th Century Fox, I think, or somebody who did it. Somebody. Anyway, it's good. Good actors,
Well,
good everything.
yeah, and I was actually thinking about Floppy today, you know, about the movie prospect,
Yeah.
you know, and how the same thing, like you could just fall in love with each one of the characters. You become attached.
I
You know what I
think
mean? Like you feel like you know them.
you could. I think it'd be the same kind of situation because of the
Yeah.
interplay between the with the Trinity, especially, and then I would be, I'm not sure who I would be in that role in this movie.
What do you mean?
I was trying to tie the Floppy into who would play in the stone, yeah. So in the stone, who'd you identify? Did you identify with anybody preferred?
Nope.
No. I definitely identified with Craig Nelson, although
You did.
I did, but I liked Luke. I liked Ben. So I like those two guys. They were my two, they're two guys. I liked the father for what he represented and how he acted, and I liked Ben for his style. Everybody else fell somewhere behind him.
No, I just loved all of them, and I didn't really identify with any of them other than Diane Keaton, maybe because you know she was the mother of all these kids, and this is it really did represent like my household. Like we could identify with this totally.
I knew that immediately. As soon as I saw the people showing up for Christmas, I thought
Yeah.
I know why Marilyn likes this movie. Here comes
We all do. We all just love
here
it.
comes the boys and the girls.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's definitely, you know, we just see that's our life. But I don't typically identify with anybody at any time in any movie. And if there was anything that comes to mind, it would be years ago with Sarah Jessica Parker in Sex and the City. I remember that vividly.
She was,
And
is well. She was in
huh.
Sex and the, she was big in Sex and the City, and I think
Right.
they did a nod to her with her shoes, because she was all about shoes in Sex and the City. Remember that?
I only saw the movie. I've never watched the show.
Oh, God,
Yeah,
you have a
I
lot of
know.
knowledge for such a limited exposure.
Seriously, I'm limited. Is so true. That's why, you know, when I go places and they have the TV on, I'm just totally fascinated. I'm like glued to it. But and I'm thinking, this is what people watch. You know, like this all the pharmaceutical ads and
Oh
just the
yeah,
fakeness of
oh yeah, yeah.
every
No,
the agenda of planting seeds. Oh, I hate it.
I don't want.
Anyway.
Well, I don't watch any of that. I mean, I don't. I mean, I'm all DVDs. I use the screen for stuff I put in a slot.
Yeah.
I don't turn on national stuff because it's insulting with so much stuff.
Oh, God. My kids, you know, they sit there and they talk about Love is Blind. You know, and who's, I do you know that show, Love is
No,
Blind?
no, I
Well,
don't.
apparently people fall in love with each other without seeing each other. You're not allowed to see each other, but you can only talk. And apparently these people fall in love with each other and, you know, they have to get married or something. But just what they share with me, I'm like, who signs up for this? You know, it's just the whole premise is so crazy. It's just the reduction of humanity. And I'm like, they need to hire somebody. Like, they need to bring, you know, like bring me in and let me teach them a few things before they do that.
Yeah,
And my
okay.
son was like, Mom, if they did that, there wouldn't be a show.
You're right. Yeah, no, I get that.
Right. And I'm like, yeah, right, because everybody be healthy. Okay. There's no drama, no fun.
You
Okay.
know,
Gosh, dang.
I looked one thing up on this movie on the Family Stone, which I was really surprised because they run in Wikipedia, they run the most searched for top actors.
Yeah.
And of course they were there, but you know who was in that crowd of the most searched for was Judy
Who?
Garland.
Really?
I was really surprised because she was in the Christmas movie, you know, it was on television in the movie. Yeah, Judy Garland. I mean, that was secondary, third, fourth, fifth row stuff, and there she was.
Right. Huh. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. She was on TV when the sister who was pregnant, is that right? Was watching TV. I'm thinking that's what it was.
Yeah.
But in any case, interesting. I find it interesting that you can look up all that stuff. I
Yeah.
never even think about doing that.
Really? Why not? Well, I do. I mean, so I do. Just, you know, that's the curious mind of Dr. John LaCasse, you know. Good
Yeah,
morning.
but it's a really good thing though. Obviously, it serves me well. But I don't know. I think I just don't. I don't know. It's just who I am. I'm more interested in. And what's going on around me? You know, like connecting. It's weird.
Proximity awareness, yes, of where you are.
No, I think it's connecting to what we can't see.
Well, that's proximity.
Because
Just you
what
can't
we
see it.
can see,
Just you can't
right?
see it.
Well, right. But what we can see, somebody already created. You know, somebody's already telling the story. Somebody's whatever, whatever. And I don't know. I like the unseen. You know, I got a new book.
What is it?
Speed reading. Learn to read a 200 plus page book in an hour. I'm thinking, I'm gonna invest in this right here. Yeah.
What does it tell you to do? You can't,
I don't know
you
because I
must
haven't
read the
opened it
first
yet.
sentence or something.
No, it's not saying that. It says, I think reading a 200-page book in an hour is difficult. Think again. You can already read that fast. You're just not using your brain and eyes to their fullest. Tap into your brain and eyes' full potential. With a few simple shifts, you can double to triple your reading speed in a matter of minutes. Then, with the additional tips, you'll raise that level until you're comfortably reading a 200-plus page book in an hour. So, I mean, I'm interested. I want to read this. I want to see what he has to say. But I think it's cool. And it depends, I think, on what it is you want to read so fast for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess that would be a story read. I mean, everything I always read has been very technical.
Oh.
I read heavy duty stuff. I mean, heavy duty in terms of it's not a good story. It's a process more than anything.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it right to do that.
I don't know. I just think that if, you know, of many books, there is no end. So if you just want to go through a curiosity, you know, you just pick up a book, go, oh, yeah, I wonder what this is about, and you just zip through it in an hour. Oh, okay. And toss it. It may not have any value to you at all. But then there was those books that, you just want to cherish and you don't necessarily want to read that fast. Where?
I wrote a very nasty letter to a big university one time that was they were using ocular readers to read keywords in application letters. And then if there's
Okay.
and then based on the keyword index, they would then either accept or reject the letter for further reading by somebody else. And it probably got through two machine readers before it got to a real person.
Okay.
And I just was incensed by that whole idea of making an application to a machine.
Yeah. I wouldn't even think about those things.
And then being vetted by a machine on the second round, to have the third round be a person who had no access to the first two rounds other than keywords and numbers of keywords.
Wow.
No story, no nothing, just keywords.
Yeah, talk about judgment.
And I thought, so if I was really wanted that job, for example, I would then figure out a way to run the keyword index into my sentences so that I could make the first two rounds. Well, what have I done then? What have I
Wow.
accomplished as a person? What have I, what have I,
Exactly what they're,
yeah.
yeah, right, exactly what they're teaching in schools. You gotta just hit the rubric to memorize and pass the test.
Right. Yeah.
So you learn to pass the test.
Transactional education. What
Yep.
that I hate. I hate it.
Yep.
I find it disgusting.
Wow.
And there it was,
Yeah.
right there in front of me,
Yeah, but that's what keeps people from being creative and to really being their
Oh
best self.
God. When I
Yeah.
wanted to go to work for well actually I didn't I wanted to do a deal with Benedictine University in Chicago. And I flew to Chicago. I'm banging on the president's door essentially. Went to his office. We had lunch set in. I'm sitting in his dog when the lunch is set in, I'm with the president. I had the chops to do that. But I was going to be a student. I was older than he was, but I wanted to be a student. I was way more successful than he was, but I still want to be a student. And I said, don't bullshit me about this. Don't send me your 55-page fucking application. Tell me who you are.
Right. All right. Lost that.
He personally delivered my MBA to me. Yeah. Good guy. And he went to China for me too. Flew to China.
Wow.
Yeah. But I mean, I just grabbed him. I just, hey, the hell are you doing?
Yeah, you stepped outside the box
Yeah.
and you looked a little different and then you ended up earning his respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. And too often, I think people are afraid of that.
You're not.
No.
You're not. It's one of the
No.
things I admire about you a lot.
What?
Your
That
capacity to
I'm.
step up there. You're not afraid. You're fearless. God. I mean, you're worse than me. I mean, you're better than I am at my best case.
I don't know about
You are. You're
that.
really good. You're really good. I'm slowing down. You're just picking up, man. You're good.
I don't know.
And you are.
I
You
don't know
are.
about all that,
You're
but
good.
I just have an attitude,
Hey, I'm an expert. I can see it.
Yes.
I know your attitude.
Yeah. Yes, you are an expert.
And you have an attitude. And you're good.
Oh gosh, I know. Well, I just this is my life. I own it. I own it. And if you either got to step in and be with me or I'm out.
Well, I mean, I don't want to leave the cat out of the bag, but I'm going to send you my Harvard mug for matriculating at Harvard. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good on you.
Thank
Good on you.
you. I will treasure it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep,
It'll
I'm
live on in
having.
your, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. I can't wait to get my sweatshirt.
You're the real deal. You really are.
Don't know how you do all
But,
this, John.
well.
I don't know.
Just stay on top of your game. Go there. I mean, you're there. Just keep going. Wow. Impressive. So, all right, we talked about the movie. We talked about you going to Harvard. Talked about the mug.
Yeah.
Now we need to talk about ethics and philosophy and biostatistics. Okay, you want to start?
Okay, you go first. Lead me in.
Right, let's.
Okay, rack them up.
Yeah, we're in the blue wall, right?
Yep.
Let's talk about we culture. I just start there. We, the we culture, the collective of the people,
Okay.
the early adopters, the willingness to go through it. You know, individualism versus we culture.
Okay. In regards to what, though? What are we talking about?
Well, anything. I mean, just figure it out. I mean, anyways, takes a stand as an individual against group who are
Okay.
stuck in groupthink.
Okay. I'm gonna take that run with it
All right, go.
because it happens to be in line with an experience I had this morning.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah. How about that? So I was sent a video of a little girl who's an absolute doll. She's got to be like, I don't know, 5, 6 years old. And she got a lot of followers. But she was talking about God and Jesus and how God and Jesus love you and don't worry because they'll be there for you. And if you have, so she's going on and on about, this. And she's absolutely, she's like a little mini Shirley Temple, like a modern day or something. She's
Okay.
cute. And I'm watching this and I'm thinking to myself, see, this is the problem. Because immediately I go to the comments to see what everybody is saying. And everybody's like, oh, teach her right, and positive, positive. Okay, you have to be positive because we're supporting this little girl. I get it. And we love her. And yes, she is a doll. But step away for a moment and take her out of the picture and just look at the child, what we're doing to perpetuate the divisiveness. We don't see it. Okay. To just saying that God and Jesus loves you is to imply that it's something outside of you. It's like a father figure. It's a man that I don't know, but I know I've been taught they love me and I'll be okay. Because humanity needs to know that when you're down and out and your family and friends don't come to your aid, they don't support you, they are hanging at your feet trying to pull you down. You've got to know that there's a higher power that is there for you, that somebody or something loves you to give you hope and keep going. But that very premise is what keeps us from reaching our highest power. It keeps us down because we're less than.
So you always have that fallback position.
You never understand. You're still like
The child.
caught in fear.
You're
Yeah,
a
that you're.
child. You're a child of you're being kept
Yeah,
by a higher
right.
power. Yeah.
Right.
You never get to be who you are.
Right. And so that falls into the money room. That's not in the love and faith room.
Couldn't it be something besides the money room? Couldn't it be a
No, because there's only the two. If it's not love, it's everything else. And so when we're educating on, religion, God, Jesus, and all that stuff, it's not love because you're literally teaching your child that there's something else beyond you, which is okay if you understand that you are that. You are the beyond, the all powerful. You are that. Believe
Doesn't
in
that fly
yourself.
in the face of every religion and on the face of the planet?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, look at our world. Where are we at now? Religion and science, I mean, what has it done to make us one with God?
So is that, wow, so is that could be the answer.
Yeah. What?
I mean, your book gets back to how you think again. That by following your idea, your developmental process of self, we gain all this self-reliance, all this stuff about who we are. I not be afraid, lose our fear, become one with oneself,
That's right.
internalize. I mean, just wow, curve back. It's like a black hole. You are like the definition of a black hole,
What's
of a
that?
singularity. You are a singularity because you are talking about bringing everything in to your, the singularity is the edge of it, of the ultimate attractive mass where nothing can escape. If you were able to take yourself as a singularity, or this person, this girl, and bring yourself in to where you could capture everything around you into self and control it accordingly and manage it accordingly, you'd
Right.
win. You'd win.
Always.
So love is like being a singularity.
Right. That's all there is.
You got the whole thing.
Right. And that cognitive dissonance between what we've, been taught for centuries and what we believe, with religion, and even in the best cases, it's divided. We're not unified in love. And
Tell me what
believe
that
me,
means. Tell me about the unification thing. What are you saying there?
we're
About
one
the
with
unit?
love. We're one with love. So if we can believe that we are one love, okay, one humanity, we are all united the same, then we have to really follow that through. We are all one, and that one is love, and love is God.
All right.
But we have to be able to behave in such a way that proves our standing. And we don't. We fall short because we are still being controlled by the money room.
So there's
And
proof.
now, go ahead.
When you
Sorry.
say proof of your proof, you're standing. Proof of standing. Explain that further. I'm not sure what you're saying there.
Meaning that, for face value, if somebody reads my book and they say, wow, yes, this is true. Intuitively, I know how true this is. This is really deep. I never thought about this. And they're going back and forth, back and forth. But then you think you've got it. And it's like, you don't got it. I guarantee you don't have it. Because the moment you think you have it, you are going to be snapped back into the devil's realm. Your ego has got you. Because you haven't exercised anything to prove where you stand. What room are you serving? And so, personally speaking, I get challenged in that as if I'm going to trip up on my own belief system, on what I wrote or what I know. It keeps getting kicked back to me as if, ah, caught you, ah, caught you. And I'm like, no, you didn't. You have to, it's like, think for a minute. I've been doing this for 15 years. You read the book once. Do you really think you're qualified to discount what it is that I'm saying? And this is where the ego comes in again. It's like, just listen and learn and quit trying to just prove me wrong. Because you're just lengthening the time that you're staying in that room. So with this little girl, the comment was, are we to expect that a child could understand these concepts that I'm talking about? And I said, yes, absolutely. The first 5 years are imperative. And it's not that you are voicing an education about God. Okay, what you're doing is modeling the behavior of love. And it's really hard to do because we're authoritarian. We want to control the child. We want to, plant those seeds and make sure that they're thinking the way that we think, and behaving the way that we want them to behave so that they make us look good. But that's not it. You have to have the courage to be love in all those circumstances. So the child is watching you, and you've got 5 years to imprint this impression of, that's God, baby. That's God. God is
Well,
good all the time.
so I grew up in a very devout Catholic family. My father was a merchant seaman and went around the world 3 times as a oiler and a whatever. And one day he was on the deck of a lumber ship on his way to China. And there was a break block crane above him, and his he had a scapular metal on his around his neck, and it broke and slid down the deck. And he went down the deck to get the scapular metal, and a lumber stack fell on the deck where he was sitting and broke loose from the crane. For the rest of his life, he thought that God had saved him by breaking his metal and sending it down the deck. This is coincidental stuff. For 20 years of my life, I was with my father in the woods, as you know, and my mother's some of the time too, but mostly my father in the woods. And it was very quiet. We didn't talk much. We listened all the time. And he didn't test me about anything. He didn't push me to, he didn't try and make me scared or anything like that. He didn't test me to test my mettle. He just let me sit in the woods and become whatever I was going to become. And I became what I am today, you know, through various processes. So, did he do the right thing?
I think he did. And you know what? As you're explaining that to me, I'm visualizing how this freedom that you had to become was planted in you. It's like this ability to just be you, this confidence of just being you. And then once you were put into the, adulthood money system, you carried that with you because nobody could tell you who you were. You already knew who you were.
That's
And so
right.
you're constantly fighting the system.
Right. You're right.
Right.
I was a fish out of water for sure. Sort of. And I was
I
fighting
mean,
the
you
system.
dominated, right? You dominated, but still, it wasn't true to who you are. And that's why you got out.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. That's right. That's what happened. So,
Wow.
what that means then is that in your context, the more people follow the game, the better off we're going to be, obviously. I saw something about you today that was interesting, where your book, who was it that wrote that your book should become part of the K-12 education system?
Oh no, that was Elise. She was saying that the book needs to be read by everybody and it should be in all schools. It should be mandatory teaching. And anybody who's read that, agrees, right? We agree.
Is
And
there
I
any
told her,
possibility of that through Star Force Commander stuff?
Yes, absolutely. So right now we're on the cusp of introducing all of our education to 350,000 schools and universities. So they're gonna know. And once you light that match and people understand that it's available. So right now, if you don't know it's available, obviously you don't know what it is. Even if you just heard about the game, you don't know what it is. It's not until you read it, you're like, oh my God, what do we do with this? What do we do with this? Get it out there.
Yeah, it's sort of the opposite of hot potato. You want to get more of it. Yeah.
Get it out there to everyone. And because it serves every organization, every institution, whether we're educating our children or we're training our policemen, it doesn't matter. It's our government. It's universal. It's not foo-foo. It's not a good idea. It's not, oh, that's very nice, Marilee.
Be fun
It's
to
deep.
be, as an experiment to give a copy of the book to every member of a not a city council but an education council for a county, for the entire county, for one county, as a test. Read this book and tell me what you think.
You're right.
I would think that off the top you're going to get some blowback about religion. Because of the secular nature of education in general, where you'd have to maybe rewrite the scripture stuff.
No way. I'm not touching it. You know what? And the reason why I push back on that is because, we took all that out of our schools. We don't say the Pledge of Allegiance and we don't talk about God and we don't do all the stuff. And I think the pendulum is swinging back and we're understanding that, we need to restore all this stuff. We need to restore art. We need to restore all the things they took away from us to make us robots. We need to know who we are. Our kids need to know. And no, I wouldn't even consider rewriting it. If anybody ever said that to me, I would be like, it's not for you.
Well, okay. All right.
It's just not for you. Yeah. And whatever. It's God's book.
I understand that part.
Yeah, and I'm certainly not going to change it in any manner to serve the world of money.
Will you ever be trained? God.
Nope.
Oh.
You guys are all going to come over to my side. That's all there is to it. Nope. Even if I'm the last one standing, it's like, no, I won't buckle on it. Yeah, and it's frustrating me. I know sometimes it seems like I'm unwavering, clearly, but maybe arrogant in my stance. I'm just too harsh or hard or and it's like, I don't believe in God. I know there's a God. There's a difference.
Well, yes, but you got to be pretty sophisticated to understand that. A lot of people are going to be, binary on that decision.
They can't judge me. And the reason why is because I wrote the book for you. Test it. I dare you. Test it. You will know God too. It's not about me. You know what I mean? If somebody just wants to challenge me on face value just because they don't like what I'm saying, but they're not willing to change their behavior, well, that tells me everything I need to know about you.
Yes, okay. But I mean, that puts you in a dead heat against, the Parent Teachers Council right off the box, right? The governor's office, blah, 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 the legislature, all the stuff that you don't like, of course.
God wins.
Well,
Yeah, exactly. I don't need their favor. No. Those who are righteous, those who understand, those who know what needs to happen are going to be open to all of it and say, yes, exactly. And they will become soldiers. Same thing, because they'll be living it.
I think they'll be few and far between. I think they'll be few and far between. I think that there's too much secularism. And I agree with you that you don't like secularism, but I don't see how you're going to get
Yeah.
away from it in the Republic. I just don't see how you're going to get away from it. It's
Because a
just
new
there.
world is emerging.
Yes.
I'm not trying to fit into the old world.
Okay.
That old world was set to suppress us, to kill us off, make us sick, dumb us down. I'm not
Yeah.
appealing to them. I'm
All right.
appealing to the new world, all of us who are rising in our consciousness, who understand that, yeah, love is the answer, and we need to restore our virtues and understand how to treat each other and find ourselves happy. We want beauty and peace and freedom in our life. We want abundance. And if you don't want that, you want to challenge me instead, well, clearly you're working for the other side.
All right, I don't want to argue with you about that. I mean, I feel like you're, becoming Don Quixote in some ways when you wouldn't have to be.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, you're swinging with this wooden sword. Wouldn't it be better? Wouldn't you be better served if you were to, let's say, take everything you've said, but erase the scripture? But don't modify the book, just erase the scripture.
Okay.
And what would happen?
It wouldn't be God's book.
It'd be a secular book written by God. It'd be God saying, I got your deal here, and I want to sneak in the back door, no problem. The secular people.
That means that we don't have any faith in God. If I feel that I have to take the wheel and adjust the book because I don't have faith that God will do what he's supposed to do or whatever is supposed to be done with the book, and I refer to God as, outside of me at this time because it's love. Love is in control. Love produced the book, and love will spread the book and the message and elevate everyone who's on board. It's literally like the ark, and we're going to get on board.
All right, well, that's all right. If the who's on board issue, then that's fine. We'll fill up the
Yeah.
boat with your people, and that'll be good. But
Right.
there'll be 8 billion other people that won't get on the ship.
Well, it's starting to rain. Good luck.
Right.
Right?
Well, I mean, I get it. I mean, I get it, right? I mean, it's like. But why do I have to take an oath to God to get on your ship? Why can't I just want to be myself?
Okay, because that statement right there has the idea of God twisted. Why can't I be myself? I am love.
Then why do you care about having God laced in throughout the book?
I am God. God is love. I have to be true to me. I'm making an alliance and a commitment to myself.
God is an interloper here. Move God out.
No, this is what religion has done to us, to you, to just despise the word God. Thanks, religion.
Polluted mind of John LaCasse,
Oh my gosh.
right.
Yeah. All of us, we need to embrace the idea that you can be infinite if you accept the fact that you are the creator. Everything about us is love.
But how does that, I mean, explain this to me, how does that go back to 2,500-year-old scripture? How does that even relate? I mean, you're so ethereal in terms of the cosmos of self and your God and so on. But how does that, and then you turn right around and tell me that I've got to listen to scripture, which is written by a bunch of scribes that span 300 years, what?
Okay, so all right, I hear what you're saying. In the game, I included scripture because what I did was I pulled out the message so that we could isolate it and understand that this is what and the instruction is. Don't get caught up in names and times and stories, whether you believe it or don't believe it, and who sacrificed what, just get the message. Okay, and so that's what I did. I pulled that out of the book and I put it into the game so that we could just focus on love. That was the instruction over and over and over again. And just as we come to understand that Jesus is the Son of God, right? The physical manifestation of God, which God is love, then that means Jesus is love and Jesus is my brother and he looks like me. So I must be the manifestation of God. I am love.
That's a
It's
really
just
daisy chain approach to a guy who doesn't
Daisy. Daisy chain. To me, it's just common sense. It's critical thinking skills at work here. It's just, what are you talking about? A daisy chain. What doesn't make sense?
I think you would just have two versions of the book. Here's the Christian version. Here's the secular version. Take the one you like, use it. Message is the same, it's identical.
Well, here's the thing,
Whatever
though.
floats your boat. Take whatever you want. You got two options.
Okay, but here's how free will works, okay? Because we all have free will, who are we serving, right? Which room? Depending on which room we're in, which most of us are in the money room, you're going to pick something in that book, and then that will be your podium. That's why you're knocking it.
I'm
You
not
know,
knocking it.
well,
This is a marketing
somebody's
idea.
okay. Well, somebody's going to say that how can we verify the stories?
Okay.
Okay. And how do we know that God wrote this book? It's just a bunch of men. And then we know that the Bible was manipulated many times over, and the words have been changed, and books have been eliminated. We understand all that. So we're discrediting the magic of the book over and over and over again. That's the money room. Okay.
Well, first of all, the audience doesn't buy magic in the book. So take that out of your vocabulary. There's no magic there. It's
Magical.
a bunch of okay.
No, it is magical. Because we can identify what's in the book to our current situation for any one of us, any single one of us. When the devil tempted Jesus and said, I'll give you all of it, right? Isn't that what he's doing every single day to us? And don't we buckle?
There are some people that are going to want to understand what the geography of Palestine was based on your position. You
Okay,
know, and God is not going to be involved in that. God
Okay.
didn't know what was going on in Palestine or the Greek cities for that matter.
Okay, but that now, and we're missing the point of the just that's a distraction. The way out from all of that is for each individual to change their own story, harness their own power, and choose to love. Watch how everything changes. So, because most people can't do that and not willing to do that and are willing to just speculate about it instead of embracing it, we don't see change. And then when we don't see change, that confirms our speculation that it's no, it's not that. And why would God allow all this stuff to happen?
Yeah, but I think you're describing a living Bible as opposed to just the written word. You know, people
It
do
is living.
living stories to make them more understandable to people that are not very smart. And you're one of the smartest people I've ever met in my life. So, who are you appealing to here?
I'm appealing to the human being, without the color, without the hat, without the geography, without the gender. Just stop dividing.
I think that if your position can become bewildering in this context. If I don't want to believe in God, but I want to act like you, what do I do?
Read the it.
Can
What more
I
can I
read?
do? Okay, so here's the problem though. There's still a big gap in that. So if you want to be like me or do as I do, right? And you have a book, isn't that the same story? Jesus said, do as I do. And now we have a book. We've had a book for a long time, and we have failed to do just that. Love. We have failed to do it. And so now I'm advocating for love and I'm showing it in my behavior, and I've got a little bit of time behind me. And so I write this book, and now we're going to sit there and speculate if it's true.
Let's take the Bible as an example. You know, let's take
Okay.
your book as an example, the one
Okay.
that you've laced in there. We've got the English Version Revision, the American Standard Revision, the New King James Version Revision, the New Translation Revised, the New English Bible, the recent versions and paraphrases, the New American Standard Bible, the New American Bible, the Godspeed version, the J.B.S. Phillips paraphrase version, the Today's English Version and the Good News Bible, the Living Bible
Crazy.
by Kenneth, the Standards and Evaluation Bible. Okay, all the same book.
No, they're clearly not.
They're
They're
trying to be.
claiming to be. Yeah, right. They're claiming to be, but
But you see the problem with the human condition there? You're trying
what's
to
that?
take care, you're, well, you're trying to help humans, right? Human beings. Human beings are not capable. I think you've got to feed them. It's like if they want a blue suit, turn on the blue light. You'll still get him in a suit.
I don't understand that analogy. What do you mean?
Well,
I'm missing it.
if I don't think you're doing yourself a disservice by modifying your book to accommodate a belief system outside of whatever it is. I mean, it's
No,
been going on
I'm
for
not.
centuries.
I don't care. I won't do it. I'm not going to do it. And I know you're trying to just push me because you know that you don't want me to do it either.
Well,
So I get it.
I'm just talking about
However,
text and translations. I mean, I'm just saying hello. I mean, mean.
okay, but wait a minute. We, the people, wherever you come from on this earth, need to be open to a new idea. If the idea is surrounded around love, put your hat down and just understand what's being said and take what you want from it. Start there. But you can't revise and revise for everyone
But
to try
that's,
to get them on the hook.
well, I know that's, I mean, that's, there's a terrible track record there. The new version of the St. Matthew's Gospel, Mr. Whistleton's primitive New Testament. What do you suppose Mr. Whistleton's New Testament is?
Right, exactly. It really waters down the validity of the
Yeah.
book.
How about the Gilbert and Wakefield New Testament?
Jeez.
What do you think?
No,
That pretty good?
no. It's crazy.
Huh? The Bible by Alexander Graves. I like that one.
And it's funny because people will stand by the King James Version. I mean, like, just there's no other Bible. That's the only Bible. That's the only thing I'll look for. And it's like, okay, that's fine because it's your prerogative to do that.
Right?
However, right,
Yeah.
if you're sticking it to everyone else, you still didn't get the message.
No, of course not. But what
Right.
I'm saying is that can you get them through the back door? Can you take them down by simply feeding their ego until they get it becomes the Lester J version of the Merrily game? And someone says,
No.
do you read Merrily? Well, I do, but I read the Lester James version. What do you read? Well, I read the Maxwell Smith version. Really? Yeah. We're both good people at the bar, pouring yourself a drink.
Don't know what to say about that. I just don't know what to say. I figure if there's a room of 100 people and I get one person that says, "Wait, what are you talking about?" and shows a little bit of interest, I win. Because me and that one person are going to go up to the top floor and we're going to party down. And other people will be like, "Where'd they go? What are they doing? Why are they so happy? What's going on?" Maybe one more will say, "What are you guys doing up there?"
They're reading the cotton patch version of the Vistan, the cotton patch version of the Hebrews and general epistles. The cotton patch version. Would that be for, people that were working in the South during the Civil War?
I don't know. I can't even say that. I'm surprised you did.
I
Is that real? That's the name of a
It's
book or
text and
something?
translation. I'm reading text and translations. I have a hard
Oh,
copy.
gosh.
I have a hard copy of text and translations of Bibles. I own it. I own it. I can look up. I don't see Marilyn here yet. I'm sure I will, but yeah.
Well, here's the thing. My book is not the Bible. And it's called The Game, and most people hate that anyway.
No,
There's
I think it's
all
pretty sophisticated, frankly. But
right,
I
but
thought,
only because you read the book.
well, yes, and I thought at first when I first saw it, I thought this must be a book on chess. Well, oddly enough, it is kind of a book on chess, but it's the chess of life,
Right. And
It's
it's not that it's a new concept. It's not that. It's just the way I put it.
well, that's what's so wonderful about it. That's the beauty of it.
So when people are like, just pushing back on the idea of the title of the book, and it's like, well, what do you mean, love? And you look at it and it's about chess, and they scoff and then they just turn away. I'm not
But
everybody, clearly not everybody, but
I
yeah.
mean, you're going to end up with, with Brahmins and Sudras, the upper class and the lower class, Brahmins and Sudras. And, how do you talk to those people?
What do you mean on their
I'm just,
level?
oh, well, on their level. I mean, the Brahmins will not want you to talk to the Sudras with that because they'll think that they're not qualified. They're not elevated enough to read your book.
Well, then they would be on the uneducated gate number three. Yes. And then the problem with the uneducated is that they don't want to be educated. They're not open to learning something new.
But you're
And they
stuck.
think they know.
But you personally are stuck in a caste system. If you walk out with your American flyer red wagon of books that are written as they are written, and you get involved in somebody's caste system, you could end up getting stoned in the street because those guys are so screwed up about what they believe is the word of God.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? It's like
Good
it's kind
choice.
of like,
Yeah.
yeah, it's almost like a secret society. If
But
you somehow landed on it, if it came into your realm, you should probably read it. Because there's a lot of people who would have no clue about it.
if you were able to stand on the public square of any major town, city, public park, and become the awakened one, I am the
Yeah.
awakened one.
Oh
And
gosh.
maybe I'll
Okay.
be in the back with a flashlight, throwing a flashlight on you to become the awakened one.
Okay.
And I'll have the car running just in case we have to get out
Oh my gosh.
of
Okay. That's terrible for humanity. You don't think people are like that? Oh gosh. Okay.
that's what you're up against. You're up against all that, that hucksterism, that just that's how people try to get the message out, is through hucksterism somehow. Practice makes perfect, accepting that I'm the awakened one and you're in the wrong practice. Unfold your mind, sir, and practice Buddhism, or better yet, practice Marilyism.
Marilyism. Marilyism. It's just love. Like it's so foreign, it's a secret thing. Oh gosh. It's funny listening to you say that though. I'm reminded of yesterday's conversation when we were talking about history repeating itself, because you're literally describing, me out there like being Jesus or something, and then I'm gonna get stoned to death because I'm trying to teach people to love.
People are not exactly. I mean, you're better off with a pack of dogs, frankly. You really are.
God, it's terrible. And the thing is, most people are walking around believing that they know what love is.
Of course they do. That's
Right.
what I mean, that's your position on free will, which I challenge regardless as a matter of policy.
No.
But anyway. No, I mean
Yeah.
it's it's the world according to humanism. You always hurt the one you love, right?
No, we're in the desert. See, that's what we have to understand. Pull back a little bit and understand that humanity has been walking around the desert lost. We
Yeah,
don't know what we're doing.
but let's say that you get somebody that practices Islam out there that's in the crowd, and then they'll ask you to affirm that there is no God, but that Muhammad was his prophet. And if you don't figure that out, you could be dead in 5 minutes. What are you gonna do?
Okay, because there is no God.
Right, they believe
So
that
there.
Muhammad, I mean, there's no this God walking around business. That's not what they believe. They believe that Muhammad's the prophet of the higher order. That's why they run to
I don't think,
Mecca, That's why
but I
Palestine is
don't.
such a weird place. Everybody thinks that, the Wailing Wall is the answer. It's a bunch of rocks.
Okay, but again, all we're doing is changing our outfit. It's all, the world's a stage. What get up are you going to put on
But you're not willing to
and
do
then go?
that. You're telling me you're not willing to do that. You're not willing to change your outfit.
No, I'm not willing to change my outfit. My point is that depending on what religion you align with, okay, fine. How do you dress? How do you look? Who do you believe in? Right? If it's not love, you're just part of the problem. You're still looking at culture. You're still looking at, your race. You're still looking at your geography, and you're still looking at, it's diverse, just like our languages. We don't understand each other. We don't speak that language. Well, nobody's speaking the language of love. And that's the unifier.
The problem you've got is that you've got two men in the street. One has a cross or crucifix in his hand, and the other one has a slip stick, a slide rule, and they're treating them like swords. That's the problem. They believe
Because they
what they're
miss.
holding in their hand. They believe in it. And you have a better idea, which I understand. But these are
Because
men. These are men. Men are
But it's
not
all
good at
ego.
this stuff. Yes.
They're all ego driven.
Right. You walk in and say, okay, you guys, you're in the room on the left. Go over there and sit down. If they're at your seminar, they'll probably do that. But if they're on the street and you're walking by, they won't. They
Well,
won't. They will
it's
be, they will
okay.
simply be a piece of your skepticism. That's all they'll be.
Okay, but we're putting it in the context of me trying to convince them that love is the way.
And you're saying, I'm not
And
going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to do that because me trying to force my will onto somebody else by convincing them it's the way is not the way.
All right. Got it. I got it. Okay. You're right.
I
I
have
get
to
that.
be love.
So, all right. So we've just extended this program out about 60,000 years, but no problem. You're going to win. I know you are. I'm. Yeah. But by osmosis. We've gone from marketing to osmosis, right? It's a slower process, but it'll work. I believe
But here's
that.
the thing, if I approach either one of these men, right? It doesn't matter what book they're standing on and what they believe. I don't have to talk about that. I don't have to challenge them and their thinking because I already know that there's pain there. I already know there's heartache. There's been betrayal. They're hurt, both of them. All I have to do is identify the pain.
But what if they've just come out of the crusade, one of them, and they've lost a territory or fight, and they're sick and tired of losing or winning, whatever it is. I'm not going to give up any more territory. Don't try and push me to the sea. I'm not going in. I'm taking my stand right here. You believe in A, I believe in B. My rocks are yellow, yours are white. End of story. If you cross my line, I'm going to kill you. That's what you got. That's what you
I
got.
know. I know. That's the 3D world. That's what Satan created for us. That's the division between love and money, the ego, right? And the spirit.
Yeah.
And so as we're operating in our ego sees the different color of the rock and the boundary and the ownership. We're looking at ownership instead of what's more important is respect.
Can you demonstrate to these boys, fighting with a slip stick and a cross and whatever, that you have a better way by simply just arriving with your book?
Oh, gosh. No, as a matter of fact, no. That's happened. No. Because it's first of all, you can't impose.
Right.
People don't want that.
That's well,
They
you
want,
well. That's I
right?
mean that's part of your that's one of your things. Yeah.
So I can't impose. I have to be invited.
Maybe
And even though I,
that's part of the secret, is you don't try to convince anybody. Maybe that's part of your secret. is you don't give a shit whether you do
Exactly. That's
it
true because I'm already living it. It's neither here nor there
Yeah,
to
I got
me.
mine. I don't care whether you get yours or not. I got mine.
It's not so much that. It's just that if you want to hold on to your pain and dysfunction and unhappiness, I'm going to let you hold it.
Yeah.
I can't impose. I can't sit there and force myself upon you. All I can do is be the opposite of that. And if you like what you see, I can teach you how to do it if that's what you want. But if you don't want that, that's not going to change my life at all because I'm already doing it and I understand the benefit to it.
So you become the complete overview. You're the evolution of all history. You're the overview. And you don't really care because you've already got there. You're done. I've done my thing and I'll,
To say I don't care is a little strong. It's appropriate in some ways because I have to tell myself, you got to care, Merle, but just not that much. Not so much that it's going to bring your own energy down. Because once I get attached to the idea of, God, I'm looking at you, idiot, and you're nothing but a pain bag and you don't see it and I can help you. And that's frustrating to me, right? That's all ego.
So I put my
All
lipstick
ego.
down. I look at you and I say, "What's your big idea anyway?" I'm one of the
And I
two
would
guys
say,
in the street.
right. Okay. So I would say my big idea about what?
Well, but why you're better than us? I mean, we're fighting it out here about lipsticks and crosses. What's your big idea? What do you got? I hate this guy.
Am I the solution? I'm just watching. I'm a spectator. I'm just watching the two of you. I'm not saying I'm coming with an answer.
So then
I'm just watching.
you turn slowly and say over your shoulder, "I don't care. You guys, that's your problem," and you walk away. Do they follow you?
Well,
Do they follow you?
I don't know. I don't know. Depends how big their ego is. Because I'm not offering anything. I'm just there. I'm just spectating. So, and that's actually a big part of the game as well. So when you see two people in play, you have to remember that you're a spectator. You're not to impose on the game.
Your
Now, if
line
the
there would be,
board.
I think you have a line there. The line would be to the guy that's challenging you. I think in that case, you could say, "Do you understand philosophy through dialogue, sir?"
John. No, we I'm not going to be insulting or demeaning. No, I'm just going to be.
I know.
And I think that if somebody is able to recognize, then they'll go, wait, well, what is that? It'll spark a curiosity. And then if you hang around long enough, you'll realize, how good your life is.
And I'll be sure, I'll say, "That's Marilee. She found the ideal." And then I'll walk away.
Yeah.
I'll drop corn
That's
husks
right.
on the floor.
That's
Yeah,
right.
sprinkle them with fairy dust. We're at 70 minutes coming.
Okay.
So I it's been a great hour with you. It
Yes.
always is.
Always.
It always
Always. And
is.
I'm glad you watched that movie too. It makes me happy.
Ah, great. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
All
All
right.
right. Well, I love you.
I love you too.
Talk to you later. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.